kids, and welcome to episode 1-5 dry in German of the Safe Word Podcast. We're here at my old compound. Well, I guess my new compound. Same building, but different building.
Compound,
whatever.
And that's right. Using German. All right, we're up.
Jeez, oh man. I'll tell you a story about that in a minute. And here I am again, of course, with my lovely co-host, Monica Vita, everyone.
Hola.
Interesting. And, of course, Catherine Williams.
Hey, everybody.
And Craig Hillison.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Well, here we are in December. It's quite balmy for December. I'm quite the fan of global warming, so let's keep this shit alive. 60 degrees and balmy, I'm all about that. But we're talking this month, about holiday parties, holiday hookups, and also how to deal with brand new relationships toward the holiday season.
That's when you break up.
That's
you don't
right.
Want to buy stuff.
That's
when every guy breaks up between the holidays and Valentine's Day, so they don't have to buy a gift.
That's true.
I don't think it's just guys. I ended my last relationship December 7th, so I got
Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, actually, is that today? Am I 1 year anniversary?
It is Pearl Harbor Day. Happy anniversary!
Yeah, but off the hook. No,
Catherine Williams.
This is why we love her.
Catherine, so Harry Truman's like, this day will live in infamy forever. And made it her own selfish motive.
There you go.
Pearl Harbor Day. Actually, I was in Pearl Harbor with the honeymoon. That shit's crazy if you've ever been there. It's a little emotion-invoking. But what the fuck? Why are we getting off topic already? Anyway, so you decided to break it off with some poor lad.
Yes.
On Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes.
Why did you wait till Pearl Harbor Day, one of the nation's biggest travesty days, to just...
It was like one of those... It was a long time coming, and just you have your final fight where you know nothing is going to get better. It's never going to resolve. And that was just it. December 7th was the day. So that was it. Yeah.
Not only
you just hear that, like, flat line.
Yeah, you're like... Yeah, so I cried for, like, one day, and I had my first, you know, the holiday party sort of rounds. The first round was that weekend, so I missed the Friday night party. But then the next day, I was like, fuck this, and I went to the next one, and then I was fine.
You just hear, like, a little, I'm coming out, playing in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, yeah, I'm back, baby, I'm back.
She's doing knuckle push-ups to the theme of Rocky in the living room before going out.
It was time. You can only wallow for so long. So.
That's true, though. You still have that moment of, oh, man, that really sucks, we broke up. But then you're like, wait a minute, I did this for a fucking reason. Now it's time to go out and get shit-faced and make bad decisions.
Absolutely.
That's how my mom met my dad. Anyway. Bad decisions.
And here you are.
And here I am, 37 years old. I'm going to bleep that because I'm, according to my actor's rage, I'm 20-something. So there. Edit. So let's talk about the workplace.
What?
Has anyone been part of a holiday hookup?
No, absolutely not. No way.
Almost?
No. That, come on. Gotta, don't eat where you, whatever. Fuck.
You can say shit here. Poop, shit, coos, whatever you want to say. It's okay.
So I just, I started a new company, and so I wasn't there for this, but I'm so hopeful of our holiday party this year because I heard last year that this intern apparently hooked up with somebody who had just started the company, who was also married, because I really don't think that should keep you from a holiday hookup, apparently. Not to mention, like, the other day, this was incredibly, like, embarrassing, because I was trying to have a business drink with somebody, and we sat down next to this couple that had been at, it looked like a holiday party that was there at that bar, just making out, and I just looked at them, I'm like, they're either young and drunk, or both married, not to each other. Like, that's
basically what's
going on, because they were just second face. I was like, it was the most, like, embarrassing thing. I'm just sitting there trying to have a business conversation, and I'm, you know, you're just there like, it was awesome.
I feel like you always know when people are making out like that, you're like, oh, they're just not fucking yet. Like, that's the only...
Or they're not in a long-term relationship.
Exactly.
Like, the bloom is still on the rose.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, everything you say is pure gold. Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, no.
Now you're like, don't even fucking touch me.
Take your shriveled up weenie back where it came. No. They either were about to do that or, like I said, they were married or in relationships, and that corner was as good as any.
Keeping a true Yuletide spirit.
Well, you know, you can't take it home.
No. Well,
maybe some relationships.
Maybe the wife's into that sort of thing.
That's right.
We can only hope.
That's right.
Catherine, any holiday hookup work office stories of that nature or anything along those lines?
Well, I think my office had like the one girl. Like I work in finance and everyone's pretty much married or about to be married. Like that's just the track. But there was this one girl, she doesn't work there anymore, but she would find like the one freshly divorced guy of the company.
Excellent.
Or
so
like
good.
The one 24-year-old guy who just broke up with his first year.
Even
and she would just
better.
Eagle eye. Like every holiday party, even just like the monthly happy hour, she would find the one. And it was just amazing. I mean, she was just in action. And she would like start to make the moves while everyone was still there. She'd be like, Krista, like, just don't do it while we're all still there. Like, I think at one point, like a higher up actually
wait
said
20
something.
Minutes.
Yeah, just wait. Like, exactly.
Go to the bathroom.
Or like, there will be an after party, and at that point, like the powers that be will have gone home to
right.
their respective families.
Well, maybe she wanted
that's
them
what the
to
after
know.
Party.
Yeah. How are you
going
to get promoted if your boss doesn't know what a whore you are?
Exactly.
Huh.
Exactly.
That's what the after party's for.
Exactly.
There
for
go.
The bad decisions.
Exactly.
That's where they happen. The after parties. So.
Now, when I was a restaurant rat, I worked with a dude who had just plowed through the wait staff. Just,
oh,
I mean,
been there, done that.
And I, but
plowing.
I worked in a restaurant too. Those stories go on and on and on. And
now
on.
Is everyone aware that that's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
the
yeah.
waitresses are all getting fucked by the same guy.
Okay, look,
that...
if you work in a mediocre seafood restaurant, why else are you there?
Yeah.
are you gonna get
tips and the tip?
And those cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster. We can say it. It's okay.
You gonna get a James Beard Award? I don't think you know what I mean. So,
wow. What
so this
reference.
Dude, I remember he. He like at one point like had a girlfriend in quotation marks, you know, and there's some new girl that came in. She walks by the bar and his eyes follow her, and then there's sort of a beat and he looks at me and says, "Can't eat chicken every night." No.
Oh man,
total dirtbag. But he, you know, it's those the. Those are the dudes that, whatever, put up numbers, so to speak. So.
Wow.
And he was in playoff shape.
And the restaurant industry is notorious for
that. Oh,
right.
My
yeah,
God.
That's
it is. I worked at Chili's on Route 1 in Princeton. So I grew up around that.
Oh, the Princeton Chili's.
Yeah. Oh, the one we're not, right? I heard about you, Horace. Anyway, we had the Trenton State
Route
and the,
one, notorious.
Yeah, the Trenton State and the Ryder people all working there. So it's all college kids and all that just working and just everyone just fucked. And the managers would run through them too. It'd be ridiculous. Like, yeah, Mark was in Station 92 last night taking care of business after the store closed. Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it was...
Sex, drugs, and appetizers.
Sex, drugs, and chicken fingers.
Too much.
Funny.
All right, so no one has a story about
this. Well, there's so there's up. This was at my last company. This was great because this woman, I don't know that she was freshly divorced. I think she was just a divorcee, and they'd come down from our other office, and like you already kind of see the train wreck happening because the drinks are flowing, and this is at dinner. Like you know when you're shit faced already at the Christmas dinner. It's not going to end well. And then we ended up going to an after party karaoke because, you know,
you were
wanted
from
to keep it classy. No, we wanted to keep it classy. Although that was fun. We did work with a woman who was an opera singer, and karaoke with an opera singer is amazing. I'm like, we get it. You can fucking sing. Like, stop. Stop. But anyhow, but it ended up being like my friend who was a guy, the next day I come to find out, like, he just wasn't really sure what happened, but he knows, like, there was lipstick on his collar.
Who does that, the lipstick on the collar?
We had to pour her into a cab. We weren't sure if she was going to make it back to the hotel. I, like, basically told the cab driver, if she doesn't, I'm going to hunt him down and kill him so, like, she wouldn't get raped or kidnapped. But it was just, like, a hot mess, and... You know, you're like, wow, adults, not so much. I'm all for getting drunk. I'm all for hookups.
No, you. I don't believe that.
I don't know.
Lipstick on the collar, though. Isn't that like, you must have horrible aim if you just can't get a guy.
Well, yeah, when you're that fucked up, dude.
Oh.
I mean, that's how fucked up they were. That it was like the kiss was more of like a nuzzle and then a, you know, like a we should, we shouldn't, we're still kind of around our coworkers. It was awesome, I have to say. And it's, I, you know, for me it was awesome because I know the two people and it was just such a, not a match.
And here's the, and here's the interesting question then. What was the aftermath? What was it like the next day or week at work with the interactions between the two of them?
Well, I mean, fortunate for my friend who worked in the New York office, she didn't work in the New York. I know. He lucked out.
I was looking for something salacious.
He lucked out. He lucked out because that could have been awkward.
Yeah. Could play the road game. That's the best way to do it, the road game, kids. Went to home game.
That was smart. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in small offices. That's the, I mean, that's the worst.
Now, why don't, forget about Christmas time. Now, what about regular office romances?
Oh, God.
Put this microphone right in front of Catherine. Take your time. We got plenty of beer.
Okay. Well, I was. This was some time ago. I was in my late 20s, and there was this lovely summer intern.
Aha.
Wait, hold on. You just shit talked the girl in your office with the intern who went on an intern binge. It sounds like.
No, she was just going for any single guy she
could
find.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So hot intern. Sorry.
So I was lovely. I was temping. I had a long-term temp gig at a law firm. For several years,
they are delicious in suits, aren't they?
Oh, he was so cute. He was
so adorable. It's like they're playing dress up with daddy's clothes. Oh,
yeah. He was
two sizes too big.
No,
he was like maybe 19. Oh, do you know? And he had like the curly hair, and he was still like really shiny. Oh my god, he's so cute.
Shiny.
But then we, you know, after I kind of like took a shine to him, and then after happy hour, we went back to the office and like started to get it on, and then this finger banging incident happened, which I've talked about.
Nice.
I talked about it on stage.
Wait,
I don't know.
I have to stop you for those of you playing at home. Catherine gestured.
Yeah. She did.
To punch that one out.
It was like, make a right turn at the corner, that kind of gesticulation.
It was just really, I mean, he was so lovely, but he was so, like, you could tell he had only fucked, like, drunk sorority girls. Oh. And I was in my late 20s.
Yeah.
And women just, or at least Catholic, I'll speak for myself. I had enough experience to have a sense of what I liked at that point. And I tried to, like, give him direction, and he would start off, like, with
not supposed to hurt.
Right.
Is that one of his?
Yes. Yeah. I was like, he'd start off with, like, a lot of good intentions and promise, and then he'd just go, and I was like, I can't. And so it stopped. We never revisited that.
I don't understand that, because there are some guys who do. They when they use their fingers, it's like they're fucking trying to get up towards,
like they want to hit
the surface. I'm like, you can't go through. That's not a through street. Mm-hmm. So stop.
Like, that sounds like one big M. Night Shyamalan movie right there. A lot of promise and just fucking shits to bed halfway through.
He was so pretty. Like,
couldn't take direction.
No, couldn't take direction. That's such true. A shame.
Bad actor.
Probably not a good intern either.
I have no idea. I just like to look at him. I don't know.
And that was it. End all, be all, one stop shop.
Yeah, never. Like, once you have someone cause you physical pain, you're not going to. You know, imagine if some girl nearly broke your dick.
Dude.
Are you going to give a second?
Oh, been there.
Knuckle bruises on your lips. No. That's bullshit.
No. You don't go back once someone has done that.
No, like, you're right. Excellent point. I mean, obviously, Craig and I will be able to talk about this. The carrot pulling out of the ground.
No!
That's why hand jobs have been banned in for me since 1997.
Oh, I won't do them anymore.
No, I don't think that's why we talk about this whole time.
No, I don't do it. Okay.
Hand jobs, so seventh grade. Don't be ridiculous. Grow up. Go to start
blowing
guys.
They like yank at it? Like,
it's pulling like a Bugs Bunny cartoon where that little, like, you see this little, like, carrot, like the leaf
would
pluck. It's like, pull it out of the ground, and boom, this big carrot comes up. That's what they think's gonna happen. They're gonna pull my soul and load in the same time.
Oh.
And it hurt like shit.
I had a friend, a comic, who had this great bit about that, where he was just like, you know, hand jobs are basically, if anything, the bronze medal of, like, sexual acts. And he's like, it literally just half the time looks like you're mashing potatoes and you're, like, super fucking bored. And he would do this act out and just killed me, because it is. Especially as adults, it's so, like, you're just like, this isn't, you know. I'm like, you know what, why don't you just go ahead and jerk yourself off? You know what you're doing.
I think the only hand job now would be something like an Amish woman who used to churn butter every day. That would be the only person I would accept it from. That's it. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of hand gesticulation here for a radio show, which is hilarious.
Hey, one day when we're big and famous, maybe you'll find us on YouTube.
I don't want to or share, but like, how do you guys feel about the hand mouth combo, Craig and Kevin?
The hand to mouth combo.
Hand mouth combo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like
no, see, that's
worlds.
A different story because that helps accelerate
right,
the process.
Right.
Big fan of that.
Okay, you can't tell how bad the woman is at the hand job, I feel like, if you incorporate some mouth.
But if
no,
she doesn't.
No, slow down. No.
There are some specifics.
Craig has something to say.
If you're, in terms of order of importance, you have it backwards. A hand is, that's like, it's just kind of there. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone.
So you'd rather
that's
have
really
the pure
for
blow
gag
job.
Reflex, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what?
Isn't that to keep from gagging?
No, I.
Never mind, go on.
Well, you raise a good point. I think that is part of it.
It's a way to know how to measure up for your hand so you don't go past that fail-safe mechanism.
It is. It's a little bit of a...
Yeah, it's like a little a safety.
Yeah, it is.
Sort
it's a
of.
Catch.
Yeah.
It's a good problem to have then for a guy, right?
Yeah,
you
sure.
You can do two-hander.
But
I had one guy who wasn't even a whole hand.
Oh.
Hey-o.
We've all had those. Oh, it's a shame.
Not me. No.
Well...
Kevin only fucks people with big dicks.
Craig's quiet too.
Wait, we're order of importance.
Yes,
please.
Let's get back to that.
Well, you said hand mouth. It's really mouth hand.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. Sense. You're right. The hand is just like a little extra.
Mouth is star of the show.
It's like
exactly.
A dick koozie.
But sometimes you
it
forget
is.
If
it
they
is.
Don't go down far
it's
enough,
totally
they need to realize they have to lube the entire shaft.
Yeah, then, you have to do like
then when
a whole
they run out of.
Yeah.
Lubrication, then it's like.
Well, then you have to do like a quick, like,
round
like, kind of
let's
thing.
Let's 20 second time out here. Let's, you know, take care of the
somebody
whole.
Gets the light.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you light me? I'm just, my head was down and I was sucking on your dick and I just didn't see the light. Did I blow the light?
Oh, God.
How many times, Craig, how many times have you tapped out from a blowjob? Like, all right, this is that's enough. I've had enough.
Yeah. Does that happen?
Oh absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm like, okay.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, I've definitely,
I've
you know,
heard
filmed
almost
a lot, like,
every
all right,
single
you know
guy
you know
friend
what?
Of mine say that.
Yeah. You got 1 minute, okay?
Yeah.
1 minute. This
I
is
don't
it.
Think I've ever gotten a tap out.
Well, good for you, man. That's a hell of a blowjob, man. That's a hell of a blowjob.
Catholic girls in their blowjob.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you're a finisher.
I like just to finish what I start. That's
right.
Right. That's right. I'm not a quitter.
Let's go to Mariana Rivera.
Let me ask you a question. So how about this? This has come up a few times.
Atta girl.
What about 69? Because here's my thing.
Oh, that's overrated.
Well, yeah. See, I like to focus.
Yeah. I
struggle
with
69. And that's when the lack of focus kicks in because one person is enjoying it more than the other person.
And your asshole is up here on him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
very... I don't... Yeah.
And it kind of distracts when you see the quivering of the butthole due to the excitement.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm like, something bad could happen here.
Again with the hand gesture.
I need to have some saran wrap of this.
Well, I feel like 69ing should only happen in the dark, for one. And everyone needs to be, like, fresh out of the shower.
Yep, there you go. Good
and
point.
Maybe a little drunk. Like, I think those three factors I could make it work.
Hungry.
Yeah. Hungry.
What?
That's called
it's
safe
to
word
to
for
that
a reason.
Grocery store.
But I do think it's overrated, though.
Yeah, I haven't done that in so long. It's just like, why bother? Like, the hand job, why bother? It's obsolete.
Yeah, why?
Kind of like the Apple IIe computers, Commodore 64. Who uses them anymore? No one. Thank you. Move along. We're adults. Thank you.
I just, it's a focus thing. If I'm giving a BJ, I'm giving a BJ, goddammit.
Right.
Like,
and
shut the fuck up and lay back, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Until I get a light, I'm going to cry, and we'll move on.
Until he taps on your head like, ah, this is just as I'm going here. Let's just get the tongue involved. You got 1 minute.
So, not to get even more graphic, but say you
please.
You know this is called safe word, right?
I know. It's like, we were talking
Chattanooga,
about
Chattanooga.
So, once you tap a girl out, what happens next? Like, do you finish
shame.
Yourself?
Oh,
you just
no.
Like,
I mean, I'll speak for what I do. I will flip her. Well, I'm married now. But
you flip her over and you fuck her.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm like, this is good, but you know what? Let's just get Janice puppy home. Let's just cut to the chase.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah, that's basically the...
Yeah.
That's industry standard.
You're taking charge.
Yeah, I think...
Industry standard.
But, I mean, let's...
Spoken like a true professional.
Yeah.
I mean, another person's feelings are involved here.
Gotcha.
So, like, you should make that look as sort of inevitable
mm-hmm.
as possible,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though it's truly a reaction to, sort of process failure.
What if you're not, what if you haven't fucked yet? Like, what if it would be your first time fucking? Like, are you taking a leap of faith so that she would be, or has that never happened?
No, I haven't. No, never okay. been in that situation.
Wait, I have a logistical question about this, because in theory, if you're getting a bad blowjob, you're probably maybe not even that ready to fuck. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, if you're getting a subpar BJ, are you still aroused?
Enough to, like, just...
Oh, yeah. You're still at half mast, at least.
Okay, so you can get it back and get the job done. Okay.
I didn't lose it in the first... Wait.
Well, that's what Monica was asking. If you're getting a subpar BJ, are you still happy enough?
Right.
Air quotes for everyone listening.
I'm not always
so
great.
Flip her over and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
So the same question.
But at the same time, I don't know. I wish I could put this in context for you. Like, it's not, you know, bad. Obviously, it's surprising the first time you get.
A bad blowjob.
It's really surprising.
Yeah.
Like,
are we talking like teeth or just kind of like lack of rhythm?
No, yeah, no, it's lack of passion.
Yeah.
It's.
Oh, that's but that's a killer, right? Like when they look like.
Really?
But
do you really want a blowjob? Do you really want me to do this? Do you really want to do? Yeah, I do. I really want you to do this. Just go ahead, do it now, please.
I feel the same way about oral.
Yeah.
Like if you don't like this, don't fucking do that.
Don't do me.
I want to see your blood, sweat, and tears. All right. I want to see some fucking effort. All right. You better be sweating. That's what I want to see.
How integral is dick sucking as foreplay for you guys? Is it necessary at all, or would you rather just get right to business?
Oh no. Oh, well, depends. I mean, some moods, like, you know what? I can go right to banging, but most of the time, I would say BJs are paramount.
Yeah.
But there's
not to fruition, but mean like mild to
Light the pilot, boom, that's how we get things going, away we go. So
Also in much like Act Two of Goodfellas where Karen goes down on
Henry Hill.
Yeah.
You know, like the surprise sort of like out of nowhere Tuesday night experience can be a hit.
I wasn't expecting a blowjob while watching, I don't know, Turner and Hooch on HBO right now, but this is a lovely surprise.
I mean, I don't have the kind of money to send you shopping like that, but yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's great.
Karen! It's a classic film. But ladies, now let's flip it to you. I'm sure you've definitely done that. You know what? Let's just call the dogs off.
So
you know what? This is not a postage stamp. You know? We don't need this. Let's just to act too.
Yeah, let's just get to the rest of the party.
See, now let me ask you a question, Catherine. For me, I actually think oral is more personal and intimate than actual, like, because half the time, like, you've got a condom on, you have sex, like, whatever.
Yeah,
it's
totally more personal.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's just me. Like, that to me, that's more intimate, but I don't know. What do you...
See, no, I agree with you. For a guy to give a girl oral is a lot more intimate.
There's a lot of trust.
I made a rule. I would never, ever, and this is... True. I never ever, we should play the game. I never went down on randoms or one night stands ever.
That can't possibly end well.
No, Craig's laughing already. He's shaking his head. Is that an agreement or?
No, there's just I like the word randoms.
Oh, randoms. Oh.
Strange.
Like the 215, the 215 callback, you know, at the bar. Like, let's go back in my, and bang. No, I never went down to Chinatown. No, but I had friends of mine who would go, oh, I love just going in there and just fucking attacking it. I'm like,
just a random girl?
Yeah, dude, did you not see her dancing for 6 hours straight?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's the other thing.
It's
going to
be like rancid meat down there, you know?
Yeah, like I have these guy friends who will tell me like all these terrible things. And I was like, how as a woman do you not sit there and be, it's like not fucking brushing your teeth before you go to the dentist. Like, who does that?
Yep.
No, seriously, like I'm going to eat garlic knots and go to the dentist. Like, what kind of animal does that?
Make Oreo cookies then go.
Well, yeah, like, I'm like, how can you, exactly, yeah. If I'm in a club and I'm dancing all night, you're not, no, fucking forget it.
Unless
you throw me a
shower.
Yeah, or baby wipes. I don't know, whatever.
But some women don't, like, they'll go to town where I've had a night where one woman, random, took the, did the beach, and then she tried getting a little cute. She goes, I can tell you're a fun guy, I can tell you're a wild one. So she does this with her pinky, sucks on her pinky. I'm like, nope, stop right there.
Oh.
There will be no quarterback sneak on this fucking butthole. And she's like, come on, give it a shot. I'm like, nope, this is where I become, you know, Catholic priest. Like, not doing it, no, too holy, no. But she goes, I'll tell you what then. let's try something else. Put your ass underneath two pillows. I'm like, all right.
Wait, what?
On top of two pillows. She's like, all right, I got this in mind. And then she proceeded to toss my salad.
Oh, how was it?
I laughed like a schoolgirl. I was so ticklish. I giggled the entire time.
That's amazing.
And by the way, the night before, this is like way years ago, when I was in Vegas single, that was after a night of nonstop boozing, drinking, and I even went to the bathroom. So yeah, she went right down there. Oof. No shower, no.
You're an asshole.
I told her, this is not a good idea. She said, I don't care. I'm interested.
No, I think she was going to die regardless.
That was a heat seeking missile with no fucking plan B. Oof. So.
You know what, though? Fuck it. Because if you're going to take a chance like that, you're just rolling the dice. You get what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
No?
Agreed.
Come on.
My blood panel is clean as a whistle. Woo! We went from Christmas holiday hookups now to asshole tonguing. Oh.
Merry Christmas.
So.
Chattanooga!
Chattanooga. So. Holiday work romances have not happened at a party. Okay, we've checked that off the list.
I had a near one.
Oh.
But nothing happened. But I thought, again, this was years ago, I was at an after party playing Flip Cup because I'm an adult. and I went home with a guy, and this is how drunk I was. He's like, oh, I have a lot more booze at home.
Always the answer to give. Always the answer to give.
And I was a smoker at the time. This is dating myself how long ago this was. He's like, I've got a lot of smokes and a lot of booze, and I live right in Chelsea, and you live in Hell's Kitchen. It'll be great. And so I went home with him, having no intention of hooking up with him at all, and then was so confused when he started getting handsy. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And I hugged him, and I was like, gotta go. And I left, and he was just like, eh?
Yeah.
But I was like, I didn't want to hook up with a coworker, so I was just like,
Shame on you, women, who think that when guys invite you back to their place, it's for any other thing but to fuck.
I'm not proud of myself. I mean, I'm proud that
but
I got out of it.
Yeah, but in your 20s, you still think that, like, you know, love is possible. no, but it's so ridiculous because, yeah, you learn as you go along in life that, like, no, sex is pretty much the intent of everything, and then it's just a matter of, you know, who's willing to be a rapist or not.
Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of what it boils down to. I'm wrong?
No. I'm just like, oh, we're setting fire to the house. Oh, shit.
The wife is cooking.
Oh, God.
Safe word.
We're good? Yeah, we're good. Okay, anyway.
Got a little hot in here.
It did. All this ass-looking talk. Ooh, set shit ablaze. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got beer here. Beer number two for everyone here, guys. Can we help you another round?
She's adorable. We love her. The wifey set off the fire alarm. Because she's making us snacks. How can we be mad?
So sweet.
How can we be mad at that? And we know we're safe because it works, so that's cool.
Ass licking is always a topic.
I don't get that. I'm gonna be straight. I don't.
You've never done it. That's a yes.
All I said was I don't get. Although I'll never forget one time I was riding in a cab, and one of the people in the cab was a wonderful gay gentleman who was talking about the first time that was part of the repertoire. And he was just, it was so great because he had this southern accent. He was like, oh my God, it was like my come to Jesus moment. And I was like, I don't think Jesus would appreciate you referring to him during ass licking, but I could be wrong because nobody's really met him.
On the third day, he had risen and tossed out.
God made us all, including our assholes, so who knows?
Mm. Craig, ever been the recipient of your bumhole wet?
I'm eating potatoes, man.
I'm sure. Would you turn it down if she's like, listen, fresh out of the shower?
Yeah.
Really? It's very ticklish, I must say. I'm giggling.
Kevin has a ticklish
Maybe
asshole.
With a random.
You'd let a random do it to you.
No, I'm not supposed
to. What about
at
a massage place? I hear that's pretty good.
I've never been approached. I get massages quite, you know, once every few months, and I've never...
That's not the kind of massage I'm talking about.
I know that. Go to the Dang Dang House? my buddy calls that.
Oh, no.
The Dang Dang House. I've never been to a Dang Dang House. Craig, you?
No.
No? All right.
Why is that? I don't get the rep. I mean, I that's vaguely Asian, but what does that mean?
It's just his own little cute little alliteration. I don't know why it's called Dang Dang House, but I thought it was comedy. So, yeah, number 36. I'm like, okay, great. Enjoy the...
Oh, you were talking office hookups a second ago, but I haven't done that, but I did have a really awkward moment one time with this girl. I saw her on the street one night, and she's Asian. I'm with a friend of mine. She's with a bunch of her friends. And I stop her on the street, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? And she's like, she doesn't know me. I'm like, hey, and I call her by her name. Like, still nothing. And my friend's looking at me like they don't all look alike.
I knew that was coming to the fight.
First of all, yeah, exactly. But second, she had a really, she had like streaked part of her hair red. Mm-hmm. So not only do they not all look alike, she looked even less like.
And you know her by name.
And I know her by name. And her friends are looking at me like I'm some sort of creep. And I'm like, no, we work together. And this goes on, and she just does not. She doesn't know me, and eventually
she doesn't
know
you. Now she doesn't speak English. She's really giving you the Heisman.
She just did not know me for whatever reason, and the next day, so I move on. The next day, she comes in, and our whole office is open. And she looks right at me and in front of everyone says, Craig, I'm so sorry about last night. I was Xanaxed out of my mind. So now everybody's looking at me like, what did you do to this person?
You know that's rape, right, Craig?
Anyway, so that was...
Oh, my God.
So Craig offers you a Tic Tac. Please be understandable that they may or may not be Xanaxed. I mean, you should have followed up. That was one hell of a blowjob, so get on that Xanax more often.
Oh, my God.
So sorry about last night.
How many conversations start out with so sorry about last night? Holy shit.
I would say a lot, but they're typically over text.
Yes.
Thank God for text now.
Hey, you.
Oh, or we like the text that gets sent to the wrong person.
Oh, Jesus.
He's got a great one.
Hang on one second.
We're going to transcripts here. Nice.
Yeah, actually.
It was a keeper. Look at you, Allison.
Yeah. Talk for a second while I pally something. Yeah, this is great. This is so much fun.
Those are always awesome. We're just like, that actually, fuck me. It was a fuck me moment. So I went out one night and I had a show. So I had friends come to the show. This was very early on in my comedy career, if we can call it that. And there was an adorable little cub. And I didn't realize, I didn't realize how young he was. Long story short, okay, so we hooked up. Here's the deal though. One of the people that was at my show, you know, we exchanged phone numbers just like for the future. He's like, yeah, if you have other shows, whatever, you know, like text me. Sure. Had a New Jersey area code. The cub also had a New Jersey area code. And, you know, I totally fucking text the wrong New Jersey area code and was like, you know, thanks for last night. That was awesome. And I get this text back like, wrong person, but glad you had a great night. And then I'm such a fucking douchebag, I tried to play it off, and I was like, just kidding, seeing if you paid attention, I'm just kidding, like, you know, I'm a comic. He's like, yeah, nice try, you fucking got laid last night, and you texted the wrong person about it. I was like, okay, fine, guilty, sorry.
How bad? And he goes, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
This girl's obviously easy, let's see if I can get around, let's make myself in the mix.
That was fucking awesome. And that's happened, I mean... It happened in email, but it wasn't me who sent the email, but when I was, like, this guy, like, my decade-long sex buddy, basically, and I know, don't ask. No, it was funny, though, because we had this, like, email exchange going, and it was, you know, graphic, and I don't know why or how, but he somehow managed to send it to a former coworker / boss of his
awesome.
Out on, like, the West Coast. And the person, like, to her credit, wrote back and was like, I don't think this was intended for me, but lovely to hear from you after all these years.
This is like a 6 degrees of baby
shit. And she congratulated
right
him. She was like, she sounds lovely. So, yeah.
So you saw her response then?
I didn't see her response. He just texted me and was like, oh my God, I just did the stupidest thing ever. And I thought it was hilarious because I didn't know her, so I didn't care. I thought it
Why
was really
you?
Funny.
I'm bad.
I was like, what? I'm okay. I'm an open whore. No, I'm kidding. But it was really funny because I felt bad for him for about a minute, and then I just laughed my ass off. Anyhow, I'm done with my stories now. He'll listen. You right. Find it?
I did.
This is great.
So this is a text I got a while back, and I feel like I have to do it in character.
Oh, we're going to piss this out soon. This would be great.
We really need to be a web series.
It's just so, it's, I mean, he's so missed the mark, whatever. Anyway.
Rookie!
So it goes like this. Cheyenne, it's Brian. You and Jason need a double date with me and my wife Jenny. Dick's out.
Oh. Dick's out.
There's an exclamation point after out.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Only Dick's, one?
Yeah, dick's out.
That's amazing.
Isn't that the best fucking...
I want to start saying that from now on.
Dick's
right?
out.
Monica, let's get a drink. Dick's out.
Dick's out, bitch. Yeah. He fucking did that to me the other day, and I was on the subway, and it's just, I, like, lost it because we were talking... I think we were texting maybe about this or, like, directions or something, like, super fucking mundane. And then all of a sudden he's like, dick's out. That's yeah. the best use of it when it's like, I think I'm going to get this Cobb salad for lunch. Dick's out.
Dick's out.
Oh, my God.
That's like a Barney Stinson from How About Your Mother legend, wait for a dairy kind of
so dude,
line.
Wait, I forget. Did you text him back?
Yeah, I just said, I think you got the wrong number, cowboy.
Cowboy. I love that, too.
Yeah, got it. You can throw any line in there anymore. Going to the bathroom, dick's out. Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
Obvious, so.
Yeah. Stating the obvious.
I love that there was a Cheyenne in the mix.
Yeah,
that adds
right?
a special
it does. Especially when your name is Craig. You know what I mean? And you can't. Dude, he's calling me Cheyenne. I can't even drive manual transmission cars. Like, you know, like I am as
somebody's
far from Cheyenne.
Stripper.
As,
or he's a big fan of the scene in Wyoming. I mean, that or Jesus, the stripper, like she said.
Yeah.
Cheyenne.
God bless his heart.
Dick's out.
Dick's, and that's not even like the best
like
preposition. You know what I mean? Like dick's like,
around?
Well, in. I would say in, right? Dick's in.
Better.
No, maybe what he means by a double date is more like I want to see your penis. Like, yeah, we're married, but dick's out. Show it to me.
Well, I mean, look, like I said, I mean, look, people can do what they want. I'm, you know, libertarian that way, but I'm meat and potatoes. So if you want to talk about the wrong tree. Also, the word dick is plural, I'll remind you. That's that. I mean, no. So.
Well, at least it apostrophize it and make it incorrect grammar usage.
Exactly. Yeah, I appreciate that.
These dominatrixes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trices.
That shit's great.
Trices. I interviewed to be one once when I was in my 20s, but
why didn't you
I
make the cut?
I didn't get the gig. I don't know why. This little
You're
guy.
Too nice.
You
You're too
mean.
Nice.
I probably am too nice, but. Yeah.
You'd be
yeah.
like, oh, sorry, did that hurt? No, I'm kidding.
You can't cross. You can't do a cross every time you guys smack some guy in the ass either with that Catholic background.
Well, that's fair. That's
I
fair.
Think. I think Craig probably
well,
the saw
interview?
The side of me that could be a dominatrix as we were coming
You're,
over
No,
here.
That's just being mean.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
What,
I've got
what
that
was
character.
The interview like?
So I saw it on Craigslist. Shocking. And I met this teeny tiny little man at a Starbucks on the Upper East Side, and he had a limp and like a cane. It was
like
almost,
a Ratso Rizzo type scene.
Yeah, it was very, and he had a little sparkly eye. It was just sort of like a leprechaun.
Just one sparkly eye?
No, one sparkled more than the other. But he interviewed me, and I was probably like 23, and he's like, this is what
good
the job.
Money.
I know, but he didn't hire me.
Oh,
I know
probably,
for his
you know
dungeon.
What? He probably saw you and was like. She's shiny still.
Yeah, fresh
life
off the
hasn't
boat from Virginia.
Ruined her.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be responsible for that. Yeah. I need a jaded smoker who sounds like a dragon. And just...
so now I'd be a better fit. Basically.
Yeah,
I could hurt a man
you
now.
Totally
I think
the
sparkly eye was a way to see if you still have a soul, which you did. It's like a sensor
yes.
of some sort.
He's
maybe
like, come back
sparkly
in 14
eye
years.
Yeah,
maybe
the sparkly eye was that soul sensor in him. Yeah. Totally.
So I tried.
What were some of the interview questions?
Something like if I'd ever
peed on someone.
Yeah, things like that. Like if I'd ever like peed on someone, if I'd ever hit someone, would I be willing to wear this outfit? What kind of hours would I be available to work?
Then your hour availability was not up to spark. Like I can't do anything past 8 o'clock. All right.
He's like a lot of guys come by
married.
At lunchtime.
Yeah, they're married.
A lot of and he said a lot of Hasidic Jewish men.
Oh yeah.
That was their primary clientele. And I was like, that all sounds great. Mm-hmm. But no.
You love the Jews.
It'd be the death of me. I swear to God.
That's awesome. A little stiletto to the ball sack.
Oh, who'd want that?
Somebody who clearly has mommy issues. Mm-hmm. So did they ask, like, all the bodily functions? Like, have you ever peed, pooped, thrown up on someone?
No, I don't... I mean, again, this was probably 2000, but I remember the peeing.
But I feel like it's something you would remember.
Yeah, I remember the peeing. I don't remember pooping or vomiting, and I remember the hours being a big concern. And he didn't say where the dungeon was, but I know it was somewhere in, like, Midtown, maybe Midtown
East. Okay, so this wasn't, like, a... go-to.
No, it was like report to the dungeon for your shift.
Nice.
What's the thing?
Nice.
Yeah. She's like, just thinking, in that dungeon, and 15 years later, I'll be doing open mics there.
Yes. Yes, and I'll be very jaded at that point, so.
Except at open mics, no one is having fun.
No one. Everyone is getting punished.
Yeah.
And no one is enjoying
it. And you're paying $5 and no one's thinking about it.
No.
Oh. S&M talk. Oh, where does it stop? Never. Next topic of discussion. What about dating around holiday time?
About it.
Yeah.
This is
always a sketchy part in time if you're in a new relationship or you're in a part where you may or think something could pop out of this. What do you do and how much do you spend if you spend anything?
Tell me you're a Jehovah's Witness.
That's fair. Your story, you've been dating for a while.
Yeah.
So
we made an agreement, and I actually suggested it, and he was on board. I said, rather than buy each other gifts, why don't we take a trip in early 2014 and we'll split it? And he's
where
like,
are you
great. We're looking into Italy currently.
Love
it. But we definitely want to get out of the country because we haven't been out, either of us, for a little bit. Me more so than him. So, yeah. So that just made it really easy.
That's so much better, though.
Yeah. But I think, too, it's also like when you're older, like, you don't really need, like, stuff
anymore.
And you
anymore. Always, see, I'm a terrible gift giver.
Yeah.
So, that's, like, such pressure off me because, like, I know you'll like it.
Right.
Because we agreed. Otherwise, I'm like, do you like it? I don't know. I wasn't sure. I'm terrible at giving gifts.
They're tough.
I don't know why.
I try to keep a running list for people that I know I have to give gifts to. Like, you listen to, like, oh, I really want this.
Oh,
I
that's
want...
my problem.
Yeah.
I don't listen. I'm a narcissist. I could give shit. No, I'm kidding.
No, she's not.
No. Actually, you know what it is? It's quite the opposite. Like, I really want the person to like the gift, and I want them to like me. And so it's like I'm paralyzed by that need to be liked.
Yeah.
And then I, like, go overboard and buy a million things. I'm like, do you like it?
And then they're like, you spent too much, and then you feel guilty, but then...
So I dated somebody around the holidays, and this was probably the worst Christmas ever because I was somewhat newly... I was divorced at that point, so... My parents still hated me because I was married to a doctor and I fucked that up. And then, you know, I'm dating this new guy and poor thing, like they just hated him because he wasn't my ex-husband, basically, like no other reason. He was like totally nice. But we ended up buying gifts. And, you know, after like the holidays and everything, I was like, you know, I have to be honest. I just don't know that this is headed in the same direction because he really wanted to get married, not necessarily to me, but just in general. And I was like, yeah, I just got unmarried. So, you know. Timing is a little off, and he actually asked for his gifts back, which is like fine.
Oh.
I was like, look, if you want your $37 Macy's earrings back, I'm not really sure what you're gonna do with them, but I was like, that's fine. I said, that's fine. Can I get my stuff back too? And then he was kind of like, oh wait, you want your stuff back? And I was like,
well, if you're doing the return, you might as well both.
Yeah, but he was, like, amazed that I had asked for, or, you know, I said, that's fine, I'll give you your stuff back, and, you know, can I have my stuff back? And he was like, oh, I don't get to keep it? And I was like, oh, well, whatever, no. And then he called me, like, 2 weeks later, he's like, "What's up, boo?" I'm like, "I ain't your fucking boo." Boo. Boo days are over.
Is this a John Singletary film or no? Like Singleton film, that's right, a John Singleton film. Jeez, oh man. Let's see. Well, unfortunately, Kat's got to cut out of here, kids. We'll still continue on for a wee longer. So we're going to let Catherine go. Catherine, what do you want to plug, promote, advertise, besides your desire to be hired as a dominatrix?
For Hasidic Jewish people, specifically.
Yeah, specifically. She'll bring the sheet.
Try to think. I don't have a whole lot to plug or promote. You can find me on Twitter at Kath Weems, K-A-T-H-W-E-E-M as in Marie, S as in Sam, and or on Facebook at Catherine Williams, which is going to be impossible to find. So go for Twitter.
There aren't many Catherine Williams around the world, are there?
No, it's fine. And thank you for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We loved having you. She's a great comic, so if you get a chance to see her perform, you're in luck. And it won't be painful at all, because she's not a dominatrix.
Not professionally.
A combinatrix?
Combinatrix? No.
That sounds terrible.
Combinatrix. That's like going to be a new like road
people.
Gig, shitty.
I think you can probably think of some people. That one's a combinatrix, definitely. Hurts so good.
All right, what else do we have here? Oh, shit, Catherine, I had one other question for you, too.
Do you want to throw it at me?
I would love to throw it at you.
Quickie!
This really isn't a quickie. This is, I think, okay, so you're one of few comics I know that is dating another comic. I'm very open about it. I can't let her look at this one.
I gotta go.
What are you asking?
I want to know, how much material have you gotten from just dating another comic? And how much have you left on the table saying, "I can't fucking say this because I know it's going to fuck things up"? And I have a third question when you're done after this, with those two-part. Go.
So we have a standing rule. Well, I have a standing rule that before my comic boyfriend says anything about me on stage that he thinks for a second I might take offense to, he runs it by me first.
Mm-hmm.
And I generally do the same thing for him, although 9 times out of 10 he's like, "I don't give a shit. You really don't have to tell me." But I feel like as a point of respect and courtesy,
totally.
I should. Although we don't talk about anything graphic or sexual or feelings based.
The first two I understand.
That's really more your
third one.
Right. That's more. So it's more like, you know, stupid stuff. Like he was helping me pick out what shade of red I should switch my hair color to, and that turned into a Julianne Moore. He wants to fuck Julianne Moore joke, like that kind of thing. But no. So that's all been fine. We've had, like, writing sessions with each other. Where, like, when we don't feel like going to an open mic, we'll go to a Starbucks or a bar, and we set the clock for an hour, and all we do is talk comedy. And he does a half hour, I do a half hour.
Cool.
So it's been, you know... I've said this, and I've talked to other comics who dated comics. I don't recommend it, but it can be really great, dating another comic.
But
it can be great.
Now, the flip side of the coin is it's all fine and well now. Have you thought long-term to say, if this doesn't work out, what could fallout possibly be?
I have thought about that, and I don't have any answers. I try not to think about it, but
yeah,
I have thought
I think
about
if
it.
You, I think if you function with respect within the relationship, chances are that'll kind of follow through, God forbid, but like if it ends, you know, I think the problem is like when you're dating a comic and even within the relationship, there isn't that respect and nothing is sacred,
right.
Then you can pretty much bet when it's over that they're going to just shit on you on stage and go for the jugular. And I mean, I think like I've sat at open mics where people have done like quote unquote jokes about their girlfriends, ex-girlfriends and stuff like that. And you can just tell like, nope, wound is fresh and you just sound hateful and like you're going to hurt a woman. So let
or
it
a guy.
Sit. Yeah. Fair. That too. Yeah, totally. That's why, like, you know, people were like, oh, you don't really, I mean, I don't really do a lot of jokes about my divorce, and I'm like, not funny. Like, you know, it's just.
Yeah, but how long have you been divorced for?
It's been a while,
yeah,
but,
so
like,
I thought,
but I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't think there's, you know, it is what it is, and you kind of have that, you just want to be respectful of it. Like, even if it ends bad, I feel like, you just want to have that respect for the relationship itself. Like, even if you're mad at that person, like, to me, I want to like respect the relationship and just that.
And I think you still want to be a professional too.
Yeah.
Like we're all, I mean, not everyone in this room. I'm not speaking for the comedy community, but I think we're all We're all adults.
The poor people.
Yes, the poor people in this room. I could say we're all adults. And, like, certainly a woman my age, I don't need to be, you know, should this go south or whatever. I hope I would be big enough to not talk shit on stage. Yeah. I think I would, but, so yeah. That's the long
answer. Like, I can afford really a therapist.
Funny,
you know?
Unless it's really funny, in which case.
Unless you catch him in bed with, like, a gay midget, then that shit is fair fucking game.
Although my breakup material from my last, or any breakup material I have, is better than any relationship material I have, which is sort of funny. In a sad way. It's true. Stuff that comes from pain is generally funnier for me. All right. Is there a third parter?
Did I know that? No, I just, I said that the consequence, if it didn't work out, I was curious to know. You had the thought two steps ahead when you did get in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
And said, what could happen? How am I going to prepare myself?
Ground rules.
Right. That. Right. Just mentally being down the road in case shit goes awry.
Well, even beyond dating a comic, like dating someone you've been friends with for 4 or 5 years, that's another piece to it. That isn't as relevant for this conversation.
Right, but at the same point in time, though, when you date a random, when you date someone else.
Like a normal,
when you date someone outside of the comedy community for us, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, Catherine dates Joe Schmo from across the street. Everyone knows Catherine Stadium. It breaks.
Jay,
well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Right. Schmolstein. Schmolstein. Schmolberg. Everyone's like, oh, you've hung out over their bar. You met her boyfriend. Oh, it sucks you guys broke up. But when everyone knows who your boyfriend is, you hang out and you do shows together, you do mics together and whatever.
Well, and then you continue to see them.
Exactly. And then they're kind of like, well, maybe one's on this side of the bar. Maybe this one's on the other side of the bar. That had to go through your mind. I was curious to know your whole. Your psychological process was just preparing in case.
They like each other, though. That's the difference.
Yeah.
But remember, all the best laid intentions,
You have a valid point, and I can't say I haven't thought about it, because, you know, I'm dating a comic who I'm friends with, so. But I don't have any answers. I just hope I'll be big enough and strong enough, should that happen, to handle it like a lady.
I'm actually counting on going to the wedding.
Do you feel in your gut that he would reciprocate that as well?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't see him flipping it.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's a good guy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the day, too. Hey,
waka, waka, waka.
Out on a laugh.
That's it, kids. Now she's checking out. We're going to check out Catherine. Again, Kay Weems at Twitter. Find her there. And you can find her trapsing around the Port Authority as well. So there you go.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. All right, and then there were three. So two dudes and a girl. Uh-oh. This is all a good story. Start out great.
My dream is coming true.
There's a microphone and a girl who needs attention. And beers in the middle of it. I've been at this one before, except for the microphone. Anyway.
At some point, I'm going to become one of those. What are those?
Chinese finger cuffs. We like to call them rotisserie chickens as well. He's shaking his head at some of my descriptions.
No, it's a lot of terminology. You're doing me.
Throwing a lot of shit out of here, kids.
The Hungarian finger cuff.
Monica, have you dated a comic? And by dated, I mean fucked, or even as well as other things, too.
You know, yes, but it's not good. I mean, it's tough. I think with Pat and the person that she's with, I mean, for those of us who know them both, I mean, we adore them, and they're good people, and I speak for myself, like, I was really excited to learn that they were together, but I think, like, it's tough. I really think about it. I think, you know, not to pull the female comic card, but I do think it's tougher as a female comic to date another one, like a guy comic, because there really isn't that negativity, I mean, around guy comics, like, you know, it's strange. I think that sometimes I worry, like, oh, you know, if you're dating a guy comic, and especially, like, if they're, you know, let's say further along in their comedy career, and, like, things start going well for you, too, like, there's that talk of, like, oh, you know, it's because she's dating that person, and they're giving her spots, or they're getting her spots, or stuff like that. Like, briefly, I dated somebody who's, like, way ahead of me in the comedy game, so that kind of made me feel better. Because I was like, you know, our paths aren't going to cross because I suck and he doesn't. So he's, like, doing real shows, and you know. But yeah, I mean, you know, and then it's almost like it almost feels taboo. Like, you don't want people to know that you're dating. And I don't really want to be in a relationship like that, frankly, where I feel like I can't be open about who I'm dating because, you know, we have to be careful about it. Like, that's no fun for me. So you have
is the answer. And that's in just one?
That
sounds like more.
No. Well, I dated one. I dated one.
Mm-hmm. How about in quotations, dated? How many do we date?
We're doing numbers? I'm not telling you numbers. Oh. No. No, I mean, you know, I think you learn early on that it's just not... It's hard because obviously, you know, you spend a lot of time around these people, not just comedy-wise, but even socially. And I happen to really like the comedy community. I really enjoy the people that I've met. So, you know, it's inevitable that you're going to take a shine to some people, but... I think as I've gotten further along, I've realized, like, you know, you got to stay away from that.
Okay. Craig Hillison, same question to you, sir.
Nope.
And for the record, I have not dated any female comedian.
How long have you been married?
A year. No.
No. Five months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no. We were dating when I was starting this, but to answer, I thought about it. There would be, I think, two female comics that obviously the women here are lovely. We all know that. There were two. I'm like, all right, you know what? I would roll the dice for two of them. But other than that, not into it. Not mine.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
And
fire away.
Let's see if you're going to be honest about this. Because I feel like a male comic is like there's something, whether it's not just talking like for a female comic, but like for female audience members or whatever, there's something kind of sexy about a male comic, you know. It's, well, no, come on, like,
don't we know it?
No, okay, not everyone, obviously. Like, I've seen some of the fucking people, but
yeah,
but I'm saying, like, there is that, you know, kind of, oh, this person's on stage, they're making people laugh, like there's something sexy about it.
No.
But I feel like for female, like I feel like a lot of guys, it's more intimidating than it is sexy to see a female is that bullshit?
Not for me, but again, I put myself in the complete anomaly of most comics. I'm not one of these weird, quirky, insecure guys. That would not bother me at all. So no, I would not agree with that. Craig?
No, I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you.
Okay.
But I don't want to say that I'm secure.
No. So,
it's just that it doesn't bother me.
Well, but you know what? Honestly, though, I think for comics, it's maybe a little bit different because obviously you guys are in comedy and we're all doing the same thing, but I'm just wondering, like, from an audience member, I feel like there's this intimidation almost of a female comic being on stage. Like, I do you guys get approached after shows?
Mm-hmm.
Not so, like, so insignificantly that the answer is effectively no.
What are you, a fucking lawyer?
No, I mean, like,
shit. That's a fair point.
I mean, the answer, it's one step above no. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know what I have to say?
It's happened twice.
That's happened.
Yeah. I've gotten a couple. Actually, it's a little bit creepy, though, and some of my material is based on, you know, just it's tough dating, et cetera, et cetera. But I think, like, people misconstrue that as, you know, oh, I'll fuck anything, so come on, bye.
Well, but dudes think that anyway.
Oh, about me?
No, but you were talking earlier about that guy that wouldn't leave you alone or whatever. I mean, that's just whatever, gender dynamics or evolution at play or whatever. Like, you see these idiots in bars, you know, and it's like, hey, she appears to not be interested. Why don't you save yourself some time? You know, like, for me...
And dignity.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so... The type of dude that's gonna not be intimidated is not intimidated by anything. You know?
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, if I talk to a woman in a bar and I'm like, hey, how's it going, whatever, and she's like, fuck off, you bald asshole.
Is that the usual retort or no?
She'll never see me again.
I feel like he's heard that a few times.
I think, yeah.
Like, again, like, she'll never see me again. Like, that's it. You know? So I don't relate to that mentality of, like, hey, girl, what's going on? Oh, hey, no. You know, the whole, like, the...
Like, wearing her down?
The persistent come on. Yeah, exactly. I don't understand.
Fine,
that.
I'll fuck you. Just shut up.
Because that's worked never.
Oh,
really?
Not with me. Because
the
I'm
same dirt bags we
way.
Talked about earlier, man. Those guys put up numbers, you know. But it's just a numbers game, you know. Like those guys are also willing to do cold calling, you know. that's what it is.
You just throw shit against the wall and then
something sticks.
Right. Something sticks. Yeah, and then you get an STD. Yep. Okay.
No. And then you're pissing fire and pus. I mean, these things happen. Jeez. A new relationship around the holiday season, do you bring them to family events?
Fuck no.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Mainly because I'm embarrassed of family.
Oh, so it's not even for the whole... Fair enough. Craig says no.
You can't.
That's too much pressure.
That's significant.
It's too much pressure.
I made that mistake with the guy who wanted his gifts back. That's how that played out.
You wore those earrings last time you were here. What happened now? I had to give them back.
Well, no, I was trying to be magnanimous. I was trying to be nice. It was the holidays. My parents were in town. I had a big enough place, and he ended up having to stay in town. He wanted to go back home, but, you know, flights were expensive, and him and his brother were staying, and I was like, that's silly. Like, don't spend it just the two of you in, like, a small apartment. Come over. You know, honestly, like, I just, you know, it's the holidays. Like, I wanted everybody to be happy. I don't see why there's such a big deal around the holidays anyhow. And it fucking backfired. And, yeah. So, no. Don't do that.
Learn. Never.
No. No, 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 no. We're going to meet your new little friend? No, you're not.
Well,
no,
guys are different, too. I feel like guys are different. Because guys really, when they date women, they don't ever really introduce them to, like, family until it's a very for real thing.
Until the what are we discussion has come about.
Yeah.
Which is
which is different. Like, there are a lot of girls out there who are like, look, I have a man, you know. Like, please take note.
That's
he's real. I'm not making him up.
That and the whole, back with weddings itself, you were talking about too. The whole wedding ring is a big, look what I got! It's not a man.
Dude, I hated my engagement. I mean, my engagement ring was awesome. But it was remarkable after it went on my finger. Like, nobody could talk to me about anything except the wedding. And I was like, are you kidding me? It's fucking football. Let's talk football. And they were like, how's the wedding planning? People I've been friends with for years. I was like, I don't care. I'm not planning it. It's not till next year. Like, why are we talking about this? It was amazing.
Big deal.
And that's the thing, like, a guy, when he gets engaged, like, unless he tells people, nobody knows he's engaged, and I've watched... No, like, I've watched guys, and they don't really, like, it comes out, like, months later that they got engaged, and of course, women, it's like this, you know, friggin' huge thing on your finger, like, yep, nope, taken. Never again.
No.
So there you go, gentlemen. If you want to marry somebody who does not want an engagement ring,
you just save yourself at least $15,000. Call Monica.
I am the Kmart of women.
Call her Mocha Vita on Twitter, kids. Look her ass up.
Was that on purpose?
Actually, no, but it's an intentional pun, I guess. It worked out for the better.
Is over there just in his fucking Maker's Mark hat looking cool as shit. If you guys don't know,
you hear that? Sounds like someone's gonna save an engagement ring over there.
Oh my god, Craig is awesome, so y'all need to check him out too. No, that's good. I mean, I think the next step is just talking next time about how our holidays were awful. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, gonna revisit the clan at the Chili's on Route 1.
Yeah, right.
Say hello, pop in.
You know, those people are all long gone. Everyone's. Actually, there's actually a Facebook fan page. I'm not even kidding you.
Have that too?
They made one. My buddy made a fan page of all the people, and
we had marriages though.
It's funny. There was at least four people who got married because of that place.
Yeah.
And they want to do a whole, like, let's get all back together, get the band back together, like in May, and it never happened. So everyone's like, let's do it. And then push came to shove.
People who have never moved on.
Well, you keep everybody updated.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I would show up, but I'm not doing the fucking finger left to help otherwise. Kids, I think that's going to do it for this episode of Safe Word.
Yay!
Monica, do you think we got it all done right?
What's our safe word? We need a new one. Chattanooga's now been used.
Kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. That'll fucking make it flaccid, for sure.
Can you imagine seeing kerfuffle with a ball gag in your mouth? You sound like Scooby-Doo yelling in trouble.
I tried, he wouldn't stop.
How many times do you put a ball gag in your mouth, Monica Vita?
Oh, you know, that's probably one of the virgin experiences still mm-hmm. out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Craig Olson, yourself?
Many, just this afternoon, actually.
Okay, all right. I have not either. That's not a route I'm going to go down. No.
Because you strike me as a guy where four people should start with, like, some duct
tape. Not the random? The random's where you get to do all the crazy shit with. That's the best stuff, though.
That's such a... Oh, that drives me nuts. That whole fucking Madonna whore complex. Okay, that's for next time.
What, the random...
No, the Madonna whore complex.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't get it either.
That's okay.
You don't need the first part.
Okay. Kids, thanks a lot. Find Monica Vita at Mocha Vita on Twitter. Craig Hillison, where can we find you?
Craig Matic.
Yeah.
On Twitter. And I'm at Kevin Goatee, G-O-O-T-E-E, T-E-E, excuse me, I'm not enunciating. Safe Word PC on Twitter as well. And now that we're on iTunes, after I fucking busted my ass getting that shit lined up.
And
I
finally got our fan page.
Well, yeah, it only took 4 months for that. Safe Word PC on Twitter. Safe Word Facebook fan page. And again, subscribe to us on iTunes. But listen, Monica and I, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you in January.
It's been fun. Yay! Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.